Our meeting. There are two items on the consent calendar, and I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Is there anything to be added for discussion?
Nope. No, I think I appreciated staff putting together that thank you letter to our congressional delegation for our reclamation program. With what we've seen in the funding in that area, that's starting to be a concern because they're just providing less and less. And so we really needed that supplemental request, and I'm thankful for all the members of our federal delegation and Secretary Burgum who worked to secure us that funding. You know, for better for worse, this sort of continues to be asking for supplemental requests has kind of turned into more of the rule instead of the exception, unfortunately. So if we're ever in this situation again, which hopefully we're not, like I said, this letter is great, and I appreciated Jonathan getting it out to us so we had a chance to review. As I was looking at it last night, I'm like, oh, we could have said this and we could have said that, and I'm like, nope, like the time for modifications has passed. But if we hopefully we're not in this situation again, but if we are, maybe just a couple things to highlight a little further to kind of enhance this would be, you know, the biggest reason we do this is to ensure that the coal regulation that's done in North Dakota actually stays in North Dakota and doesn't get taken over by the federal government. And, you know, I know OSM has said this quite a bit, that, like, they are limited by the funding that they ultimately get from Congress. And so our congressional delegation is exceptionally helpful. Potentially another way that we could ask them to engage and focus on is to make sure, not that we get the supplemental funding request, but we kind of deal with the problem up front and essentially make sure that the funding for the reclamation programs as a whole are allocated by Congress too. So those were just a couple thoughts I wanted to bring forward. Like I said, hopefully there isn't a next time, but we'll see.
Probably will be. Okay. I do want to bring up one scheduling thing. Yesterday while we were in Crosby, I see a email came out, and I don't think I looked real carefully, but I presume that we all got it, from TC Energy about their Bison XP project and kind of a ribbon cutting ceremony they have in Glen Ullin in May. Okay. That's the same morning as we have a regular commission meeting. And I just bring it up. Does anybody feel like we should be changing our commission meeting to accommodate that? Or do we just keep our schedule as it is? And I mean, there'd probably be a lot of these we could go to if we had unlimited time, but I just thought I'd run it by.
Okay. What day is that? I didn't.
May 27th.
Okay, I don't know that I got it. It's possible that it maybe went to like Julie's old email, which is fine. The 27th? No. Oh, sorry. I'm in April. May 27th.
I mean,
is that in the morning?
Yes, it's at 10:30.
Okay. Because we also have the rail stakeholder discussion in the afternoon.
I didn't even look at the afternoon.
Yeah, so
I would say keep it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I have nothing else to, I think I asked, but did you guys have anything scheduling-wise?
I don't.
Okay. We are adjourned.